welcome everyone to another episode of Championship Drill, our weekly look at one of the greatest soccer leagues on earth, the English Football Championship. And we're moving back slowly, we're getting there bit by bit into our studio inside in the McCout Casino in the heart of Cork City. It's nice to be back here, guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, great venue. It feels like it's been like 3 years, but it's like 6 months.
Yeah,
it's 8 months,
it's been, yeah, it does. It definitely feels like 2-3 years, but
yeah.
No, it's great to be back and having a bit of normality.
Yeah, even though it's social, keeping the distance.
Yeah, they've done a great job here, by the way. Jesus, it's
yeah.
great to see the walk around.
They've really done a great job in ensuring
yeah.
everyone is safe for.
Definitely.
And they are back open and that.
Yeah.
So it's great for them as well to always look after us and give us a nice spot here inside in the place. So
definitely
our thanks to them. So we're going to start the show with a look at something. There was a pilot scheme that happened across the EFL leagues yesterday. There was a couple of games in the Championship that had fans back. Norwich game, Middlesbrough game.
Yeah.
Great to see fans back in the stadium.
Yeah, it was like 10%.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was fans back. That's 10,
yeah.
Daddy Judy's is getting the better of me. So obviously there was 10%, so that's probably 1,000.
There was limited to 1,000.
Yeah.
You couldn't have more than 1,000 in the stadium. But
yeah.
it was nice to see
the
odd fans,
Jesus.
Even spaced as they were behind the goals sometimes.
And did it
yeah.
even, they even put up like interviews of the fans after the game.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
And they were kind of just asking them, like, what's this like for you when you come back?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were doing, I suppose for people as well, like, where... going to a game, especially if you're a season ticket holder and you get to meet, you know, the friends that you usually meet at the soccer
yeah.
matches and talk
yeah.
to them and chat to them, and the whole social aspect of that, it's, you know, the mental health side of that can't be understated either. So
yeah.
it's great to see the fans getting back there
yeah.
as well. And nice to see abuse being hurled at referees again.
You want me? No, they even said it there was, I think it was the Norwich game, they were on about like, the atmosphere makes a massive difference, even how the team plays.
Well, I always said I'm kind of like, without the fans, watch out for the underdogs. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying all season. But
yeah,
I think the fans made you like Anfield, like any Premier League or Championship ground is a fortress to some teams. Like, we know how well teams play in the Championship at home. So with no fans there, it's a different game sometimes. But thankfully there's some fans back, Steve.
Yeah.
It was great to see, and I think the players enjoyed it too, and it was different, and it is only a pilot scheme, so it's seeing now what the next step is and
yeah.
when they might move to bring more fans in, and they were just seeing how it would work, I suppose, logistically as much as anything.
I reckon it'll be another whole season before they're back to full.
Yeah.
Before they're back fully, I'd imagine
yeah.
it would be maybe a season, maybe the end of this one.
Yeah.
I suppose depends on what happens with vaccines and everything.
Enough to see Wickham with the homecoming and that Championship
yeah.
crowd.
They definitely
Wickham
need the crowd after yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
But we'll get to that later. So firstly, we're going to go through, we're not going to talk too much about these games, but just the Championship sides were in action, some
yeah.
of them in the midweek cup, in the EFL Cup.
Yeah.
Again, mixed bag as it was in the last round for them.
Mm-hmm.
You had, as we go through them there, Rochdale lost 2-0, Sheffield Wednesday, good win for Wednesday.
Yeah.
We've started the season pretty well.
Pretty well, yeah.
Bournemouth knocked out Crystal Palace on penalties. Amazing penalty shootout, that one.
Yeah.
Went down to the goalkeepers and everything.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I think both goalkeepers actually missed, if I remember correctly.
They did, yeah. They did.
when it was 10-10, both keepers missed. And then eventually Bournemouth went through on penalties,
yeah.
so a good one there. Newcastle knocked out Blackburn. Blackburn unlucky in that one, played very well.
Yeah, they look good this season, Blackburn.
They do.
Very
yeah.
impressive.
You know, we highlighted them at the start of the year as a team that possibly could do something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oxford and Watford drew 1-1. Watford did go through on penalties.
Yeah.
A good win for Preston away to Derby.
Great win.
In all
yeah.
kinds of trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Millwall through to the next round after a 3-1 win over Cheltenham. Burrell lost 2-0 to Barnsley.
Shock.
Yeah. Coventry went down on penalties to Gillingham. Brentford knocked out Southampton.
Great result. Good game that was.
Yeah.
Good game. We've seen the highlights actually.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Bristol City with a big win over Northampton to go through. And Stoke knocked out Wolves.
And the shock of the round.
And the
yeah.
shock of the round, really.
Yeah.
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 So that was a look back. There's more games, obviously, this week with the Championship team, so we'll have a look back
yeah.
at some of them.
Yeah,
yeah, I think Hull played as well today. I remember seeing Sean McLaughlin score a big penalty for Hull.
They did. They're
yeah.
down in League One, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We won't worry
yeah,
about
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah. I had to mention Sean, though, because he's a
yeah.
cop lad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True. So if we go back through the games this weekend, and a mixed bag of games as well. The goals seem to be in the Premier League this weekend.
Yeah.
as well.
I know Friday night was pretty
Friday
good.
Friday night's game. What a match.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The winning goal by Coventry is probably one of the best goals of the weekend. Yeah. The header.
It was great. Coventry 3, QPR 2.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the Friday night football, getting to see it again. How did you feel about that game?
I think obviously Coventry have struggled for years, now they're back in the Championship. Last week, you know, there was a different outcome, but this week they were good. I think at home, you know, they might be hard to beat. Obviously, they're getting a positive start to the season. It's a team, like, obviously, Coventry want to stay up.
Yeah.
That's the aim for them this season. I think if they could stay up and do, you know, somewhat half decent, maybe a 14th, 13th finish, then they'll build on that. But delighted for Coventry. Obviously, QPR, a team that I backed to do very well this season. Yet again, they haven't got off well.
Yeah.
Not the greatest there. Like,
if Coventry can win their home games,
yeah,
I think they'll stay up.
They've got a chance. They really do. And what I love about Coventry is, we talked about it last week, they haven't changed their style of play. They are going for games.
And
be held with consequences.
Yeah.
And unlucky last week, I suppose, to take the defeat, but a good win this week. Godden played well. O'Hare got a goal. O'Hare was amazing.
He was very good, yeah.
Like, Kelly's going to be out for a few more weeks with his hamstring injury. And O'Hare, who Villa let go on a free. Some pickup by Coventry. I know he was at Coventry last season on loan. But for Villa to let him go for free, it's... doesn't look like the greatest bit of business Aston Villa's ever done.
Yeah.
Dykes, another goal, another penalty for QPR.
Yeah.
And they said there, he's the first player since Gareth Ainsworth to score in his first two games for QPR. So there you go.
There's a bit of dust on that one.
So that was good for QPR, though, I suppose, in terms of Dykes scoring goals. But QPR's issue last season, they conceded way too many goals. And it seemed like they were off to a nice start to season, and then they go and give away three goals to Coventry. So they're not going to be too happy with the goals they conceded, I suppose.
Yeah.
Early days, but as you say, QPR, they've been on the block a long time, you know. They should really not be getting caught like that. But yet again, Coventry, they could be inspired by what Leeds done last season. And Coventry, who knows, could be back in the Premier League.
They're kind of reminding me of Leeds this season.
They're not to fair, like, you know what I mean?
They're just going for everything, it seems. And, you know, and you know, they were so unlucky week one, but week two they got the victory. But QPR, I think, will be okay.
Yeah.
And I think Dyke's scoring goals, but they do need to sort out that defence. And so we move on to Saturday's game, the early game. And somewhat of a shock, I suppose, in terms of Nottingham Forest losing 2-0 to Cardiff. Kiefer Moore with both goals for Cardiff. But in terms of it not being a shock, that's the sixth time in a row Cardiff have won at Nottingham Forest. So it's a good hunting ground for Cardiff.
Yeah.
They do well there.
Good win. They're criticised for how they start the season.
They did. I mean, like, Cardiff were under pressure. Because they, obviously, playoffs last season, they weren't looking good in the AFL Cup. They didn't look good last weekend. And so there was a lot of criticism on them. So I suppose, if anything, going away to Nottingham Forest, getting a good old 2-0 win, settle them down a little bit.
Keeps the fans happy for a while anyway, I think. You know what I mean? It's one of them teams. Obviously, there was a player sacked. Did we hear any more about that? There's
no.
Not Nottingham yet.
Still a week. In football, that's incredible. A week without hearing what's happened.
Unbelievable.
No WhatsApp messages or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, great win for Cardiff. Obviously, you know, Cardiff are always dangerous, but...
Yeah.
You know, we definitely, I think, we predicted
Forest
for that.
After last week, we kind of thought that they'd just crumble.
And their manager, we want to hear Lamucci after the game, said he's not leaving, he's not going anywhere. He is absolutely the bookie's odds-on favourite to be the first to be sacked.
Yeah.
And a European Cup winner with Nottingham Forest, way back under Clough, Martin O'Neill, is floating about looking for a job.
Yeah, there we
Would
go.
Would he be a good fit for Nottingham Forest?
Himself and Roy Keane back at Forest. seems to be...
It seems too good to be true.
When that's mentioned, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we could see that. Also, there was news today. Far Forest, obviously, conceding two goals. Well, it's rumoured interest. Aberdeen's Scott McKenna left out of Aberdeen's team at the weekend.
Yeah.
Supposed to be under a bid from an English club. We believe that is Nottingham Forest. So if they can get him in at the back, he might shore up that defence a little bit.
Yeah.
Be a good signing, yeah.
Definitely.
We move on then to Brentford opening their first league game in the new stadium with a nice 2-0 win over Huddersfield Town.
Great win. I don't think we expected much else.
Was it
3-0?
3-0, sorry. 3-0. Goal in stoppage time.
Yeah.
No, Brentford, as I said, they were fairly unlucky not to be in the Premier League this season. I think we predicted Brentford at home. Obviously, there's a lot of changes. There's a lot of players unsettled with transfer bids. But Brentford, obviously, Huddersfield are a shell of what they used to be. No, I think Brentford would be hard to stop.
What I liked about Brentford yesterday is that it was the old Brentford in the last
year. They look great.
They really looked impressive. Mm.
They look good. And Mwembo, who was like part of the BMW, the last one left of them. Very important day to him.
Very, very good finish, the third goal.
He played really well. Huddersfield have lost both their games. They're not the only team to do that, obviously.
But they're not
off to a great start.
It never looks good. Obviously, then with the fact it's the championship and they realise it is the championship.
And one of their forwards is linked to it, West Brom, Grant.
Yeah, so they lose him as well then. It's not looking great for Huddersfield right now, but
League One.
Fortress Brentford, unbeaten in their new stadium. Good to get off to a good win in the new stadium. I wanted to ask you then, though, about Tony's come in 26 goals in League One last season. Brentford have played 2 cup games, 2 league games. He's yet to get a goal for them.
Yeah, and he missed a sitter as well.
Is that going to be a worry for Brentford? Like, is he going to come good? Or is it going to be, the longer it takes him to score, it's going to be more and more pressure on him?
I don't want it to be like a Diego Forlan.
Yeah, or Peter Crouch. Jesus. They came on style. But no, I think he's obviously established in League One. League One is, obviously, it's nowhere as good as, you know, the Championship. But I think he'll get off the mark shortly in the next game. They have to stick with him, though.
Yeah, they have to. They have no choice because of the money they paid for him.
Yeah, so they,
what was the fee? Was it
$10 million?
$10 million? Yeah, that's for a League One player. Jesus,
That's good. The sooner he scores for them, I suppose, the better. So, like you said, he missed an absolute sitter.
Yesterday was he was scandalous. The chance that he missed.
Yeah, so they'll be hoping he does a bit better. Middlesbrough Bournemouth with a 1-1 draw. Solanke, clever kind of a finish for the Bournemouth goal.
Nice. Again, he's world class, lads. I said Liverpool should have kept him. He just needed that first goal.
Yeah. It was a dodgy deflection.
It could have been an own goal. It could have been either way.
But we'll give it to Solanke because it was a clever little back heel.
Yeah.
Brown came off the bench to equalise for Middlesbrough. Great cross by McNair for that goal.
It was almost
undefendable. And it was from some distance out. Great header too from Brown.
Yeah.
The big story, I suppose, for Middlesbrough this week was the manager tested positive for COVID and hasn't been around the ground.
They were trying to do the match from home. He was kind of on.
Apparently, he said, let's throw Brownie on, see what he looks like.
We're worn up, Jesus. You missed him on the touchline, lads. You missed that beautiful English language he has with the linesmen and the referees and stuff.
Yeah, he's quite
very vocal. But no.
And Middlesbrough, of course, one of the stadiums that had fans in yesterday as well.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's Middlesbrough are lucky to have Warnock.
Yeah.
He's a great manager. Like any club he manages,
he must have
got
like 6 teams promoted over his career.
Yeah.
It's great. But I love that story that on the phone he just called up here on the bench and said, let's throw Brownie on, let's see what it looks like. He goes and gets the equaliser. So he can still do it even from his sick bed at home.
That's so
obviously we wish him well, but the news is that Warnock is he's feeling fine. He's not
he'll be back soon enough.
Bournemouth, a nice unbeaten start to the season. It's always tough when you come down, so they'll be happy enough, I suppose, to be on 4 points.
4 points,
So not much more to say about them, really.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see what kind of a squad they have left. Some goals in the next one, Reading Barnsley.
Dark horses Reading.
Mighty and Elise with the goals. Barnsley though.
There was a really, really dodgy red card in this game.
Heilig probably deserved to go. That was the second of the red cards. When he pulled him back, I don't know why he did it. The keeper was about to clear the ball. But Anderson's 2 yellow cards. Like, what can you say? The first one, definitely yellow card. He nearly took the guy's legs off.
The second one was a bit like...
Yeah.
It's almost like he fell and then he couldn't get up.
I don't know, did you get a chance to see it, Jerry? That one was very bizarre. He kind of fell on the ball. He kind of fell on the ball, and as he was turning his body,
he kind of accidentally handled the ball.
And the referee booked him for it a second time, and he was sent off. And
he'll obviously win the appeal, will he? Surely.
Yeah.
I'd imagine he'll win the appeal.
But to have 2 players sent off is
massive. It was massive. So I suppose, Barnsley, it's going to be a long season for them. We've said it from the start. The positives, I suppose, is with 22 minutes to go, was when Heilig made the crazy decision that he was going to put him down. They didn't get hammered, even though they were playing with, you know, nine men. So yeah, that's something at least for them to cling on to.
Yeah.
But Reading flying it.
Yeah, Reading's second goal was particularly good.
Yeah.
Great strike.
Yeah.
His first ever goal.
And he's 18 as well.
Yeah, a wonderful volley from outside the box.
A future Fulham player.
Yeah, they gave him the number 7 jersey because they obviously knew what he was capable of, I suppose. Which is why they gave him the jersey. So top of the table.
Yeah, they look good.
They do look good.
And we had him down for like bottom of the table.
Yeah, that could still happen though. It is the championship. You never know. It is
go
the championship.
10 in a row now losing.
Yeah. I know. Blackburn absolutely demolished Wickham.
I'm heartbroken. I'm all for Wickham.
But
still,
once Charles was sent off, they were kind of in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, and a little bit of ill discipline there. Maybe it's just their kind of all or nothing attitude as well. But Wickham again, they've played 3 games this season. One in the cup.
Yeah.
2 in the league. They've had 2 players sent off.
In 3 games.
In 3 games.
Yeah.
And discipline is kind of something that they, especially
their
manager's
a bit mad as it is. So.
He is a little bit. But that's something they have to try and sort out. You can't be playing games with 10 men when you're going to struggle in the league anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They were totally outplayed as well in the whole match.
Absolutely. So you had Dolan had a wonderful game, I thought. For Blackburn.
Very impressive.
He's a nice, tidy player. Like, there's
very good.
Him,
very good. And I think Preston will be looking at him and wondering why he wasn't like that when he was playing with them. Williams with a goal, and of course Armstrong with a hat-trick.
But go back to Dolan. Like, obviously a manager makes a huge difference on a player. We've seen it numerous times.
We see it with James at Everton.
Like, it's crazy. Like, you could see some of the best players in the world go to a club. They don't settle. The next thing, you know, there's a manager that's a man manager that would come in.
Yeah.
Like, Mourinho's known to ruin players, lads. But yet again, you have that player go to a different club. He's hugged by someone, and that's it. But no, Dolan, he looks, he stood out to me 100%.
Tony Mowbray is a great
manager. He's been around a long time, so he's, you know, no nonsense, but, you know, old school manager, I suppose. Wickham, though, the mistakes for some of the goals were pretty horrendous. They've got to start cutting those out as well if they want to stay up.
But I think they folded after that third goal. You can see it.
Completely
folded.
Which I suppose is the opposite to Barnsley. Like, Barnsley could have thrown in the towel and didn't. Wickham kind of did throw in the towel a bit. Ainsworth, though, very upbeat in his press conference after match, saying, you know, we're going to give it a right go in this league. Everything's upbeat. Like you said, Phil, he's infectious. You can't help but love Ainsworth with his energy and everything. So, you know, it's...
Surely the job is safe, though. Because, like, obviously he's done so well for...
Well, it depends. Like, if they go 10 games without no points.
I mean, if they're getting battered 5-0 every week, then things might change. But I suppose when you come up to a new division, there's always a danger you're going to get one or two of these results. And Blackburn kind of had a very unlucky start to the season in the games, you know, they were playing. They were unlucky to lose to Newcastle. They were unlucky last weekend. And someone was going to take a hammering off them at some stage, and it just happened to be Wickham. So I can't see Wickham losing 5-0 every week. But I'd say they need to do some work on the training ground this week. So Rotherham Millwall here, a lot of chances in this one for both teams. Wallace with the goal. Good start for Millwall. We fancy them to do well, even though I think their own fans didn't fancy them to do too well this season.
Still no Parrott in the lineup.
Parrott carrying a knock, so they still have him to come back.
Yeah.
4 points from 2 games.
That's nice, good start.
They'd be happy enough with Millwall, to be honest.
Yeah, so it could be a good year for them. Rotherham, on the other hand, you know, again, performed pretty well. You know, so of those teams that are coming up, Rotherham look like they might, you know, there's something about them.
Yeah.
They're not kind of as gung-ho as Coventry, and they're not as all over the place as Wickham can be, so. On to the next game, the less we say about this, probably the better.
It wasn't good.
It was a horrific match.
Yeah.
Sheffield Wednesday and Watford.
But Sheffield Wednesday will be delighted with a point.
Yeah.
They will. I mean, it's like Watford as well, unbeaten now, so 4 points for them. Sheffield Wednesday now move on to -8 points. You know, it's a chance. So it's I think it became 5 clean sheets in a row for Wednesday.
Yeah.
Which they haven't done since 1981. So that will show you how bad their defence has been over the years.
Yeah.
So that's a plus for them. Windass scored midweek in the cup. He scored a goal and assisted another one last week. So they do have him scoring goals for them and looking dangerous for them. So I know we were doom and gloom on Wednesday last week, or the week before last, rather. Is there any hope that they stay up?
If they can keep this run going, definitely.
Where do they need to, like,
they need
two games in, -8 points. Mm. Where do they need to be? 0 points. How many games
end
can they really let it go?
End of October.
Yeah. With an international break there. Yeah. So you're talking, what, 4 more matches?
Yeah.
So you're thinking 3 wins out of those 4 matches? They really.
If they can't go into Christmas and be like 3 points.
Yeah.
And then one of the next game. Yeah, we don't want to even talk anymore about that game. Really.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was dreadful. There's another nil all coming up later that was far more entertaining. Luton, surprise team almost off the league so far.
Yeah.
Barry and Clark for Luton, Marriott for Derby. Great start for Luton. And I suppose, like you said earlier, the only surprise for Luton is James Collins didn't score this week.
Yeah. I think Derby are on the downfall. And to be honest, it looks like the manager's in real trouble.
Yeah, I think he's lost the dressing room. There's a lot of stuff there already. But I think
Derby
have been solid the last couple of years. No, they're not. You know, there's something wrong.
That's their third loss in a week.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to struggle to make the playoffs if something doesn't change. They did have an awful start last season as well.
Yeah.
The thing is, the board do seem to like the manager.
Yeah.
But they can't let it go too long. And I think I wrote down here their next 3 games for Derby are home to Blackburn, we're flying it.
Yeah.
Away to Norwich. And home to Watford.
Okay.
Those are 3 tough games for a team that's struggling.
And they get no points out of any of those.
And that takes them, I think the first 2, Blackburn and Norwich, takes you to the international break. So after that then, Watford, that's the end of October. Potentially could have no points at the end of October.
Yeah.
And, you know, if, like you said, if Sheffield Wednesday can get 3 wins, they'd jump above them.
It's the kind of job where I think they'd want Steven Gerrard's.
I don't think Stevie go.
I don't think he'd go either.
I think Derby, for some reason, I remember last season, Derby beat a lot of the big teams.
Yeah.
But they're struggling against the lower league teams. Like Luton, for us, would be one of them teams that we've said they're going to be at the end of the table.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, obviously Norwich, Watford, I think they're good games. I'd say we might see Derby take definitely a win out of them 3 fixtures, you know what I mean? But, yeah, they're a big squad. Like, you know, they like to Rooney still knocking about. You know, they have... You know, Andrew Winsdom is a great player, definitely Premier League player in my eyes. I think they need to really get it going, but there's something wrong at the moment and it's not looking good.
I suppose Rooney missed a chance at the end. It wasn't a great chance at the end. He kind of snatched at it a little bit. But I suppose the plus has to be here, Luton. Like, we talked about it a few weeks and we drew comparisons, which we don't want to go into too early, but the year Leicester City won the Premier League and... the miraculous survival they had the season before. Luton, very similar kind of a run at the end of the season last year to survive.
Go to the bookies.
And they've all your money on Luton during the championship.
Didn't Tom Hanks back Leicester to win the league that year?
He did, yeah.
But it's eerily similar. They've just continued this run.
I think they've drawn 14 matches without a loss or something.
There's a shrine there, get money on Luton straight away. Yeah.
So, and wouldn't it be great to see Luton back in the Premier League?
In the Premier League.
Or not in the Premier League, but in the top division.
Top division, 1990?
Yeah. It might have been,
So we don't want to, their old plastic pitch.
Yeah.
They didn't even have grass back in those days.
Yeah.
But it's a great story. I think the story of the championship really so far is Luton.
Yeah.
They moved up into second yesterday. They're knocked back down into third now.
And they have a big game
because of Bristol City's
big game against Man United on Tuesday.
Huge game against Man United.
Easy game for Luton there, I think.
6-0 Luton. 6-0 Luton in that one. But it'll be great for them to play that game as well, Luton.
Yeah.
They'll probably have to rest the star players for that.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I think
a chance for a young lad to shine, though, as you said.
Yeah.
Luton are known to produce a lot of young products, you know. So
I think Luton are going to beat Manchester United on Tuesday.
Oh, they'll beat 4-5-0, I'd say. Yeah.
I think they're
going to go strong as well here.
I think they should. But
great start for them. And then one of the games of the weekend, really. Norwich Preston 2-2 draw there.
And we predicted that. I think you were saying that would have been a cracker from the start.
There's a lot of games that last week looked like they'd be very good.
Yeah.
The one on Friday night, just because of how Coventry play, was going to be good.
Yeah.
St Clair and Fisher with the goals for Preston and Pookie. And I don't even want to attempt his name.
Plachenta.
For Norwich. The Pookie goal.
Didn't happen again last weekend, similar enough in the Norwich game. The name
he basically hit it at the goalkeeper and he carried it into the net with him.
Yeah.
And of course Rudd used to play for Norwich, and again that was a stadium that had fans in it.
Yeah.
So you know, it wasn't great for return for Rudd to Norwich City for that one. But he made an amazing save at the end, kind of made up for it.
Yeah.
But a horrific error, really was.
Yeah.
As for Preston, they kind of needed to get a point.
They needed something.
They needed something. They had a good win in the cup midweek. Yeah. They get a point here. Shawnee Maguire was playing up front by himself.
Yeah, good to see.
Alan Brown was playing in behind him in the number 10 role. And then you had like Barkhouse and Sinclair on the wings.
Yeah.
Far better than when Brown was playing right back.
That's a strange one to go from right back up behind the number 10. Like, it's weird. Yeah.
And just watching some of the movement, they played into Maguire long a lot, which... Shawnee isn't the biggest guy in the world, but the amount of headers he wins, he has some leap on him.
Yeah.
But they played into him a lot, and his movement with Brown creates so much space for Barkhouse and Sinclair to run into.
Yeah.
And that, this, you know, Norwich were struggling to cope with that at times yesterday. Wonderful, like, goals for Preston, wonderfully worked goals, really.
Yeah.
But Norwich will be happy enough to come back at the end there.
They
could have won it as well. They could
have won it. Pookie missed a great chance.
They did. Pookie missed the...
Pookie's back. He was missing for a year, but he's back.
The weird news, I suppose, coming out of Norwich was Aarons.
Oh, yeah.
Barcelona apparently made an approach to loan him for the season.
Yeah.
The 20-year-old. But the manager came out of Norwich after the game and said that they're not going to sell Aarons, even if a club offers 100 million for him.
Yeah.
Well, if he puts in a transfer request.
That's a different story. But then again, if you're in Aarons' position... and you're going to be playing every week for Norwich, they're probably going to be up near the top of the Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
You're 20 years old. Like, even if you were to move to the Premier League, how much are you going to be playing?
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and if you do move to the Premier League, to a team that you're going to be playing in, they're a team that might end up going down this season while Norwich go up.
Yeah.
So he's probably wise himself to stay there.
And then Barcelona have all the stress as well if you go there.
Yeah.
I think it's a great one. I'd go for it. Jesus, like 20 years of age, you know, it's we've seen all the lads that leave England and go to Germany or go where else and they do well. Then they're worth 120 million, like Jadon Sancho. But Jesus, I'd go. Like, obviously, you know, the Barcelona manager's been in England. Yeah. Obviously, he knows the game.
Yeah.
Maybe he spotted him at a young age, or maybe there's something there.
Maybe, but they turned it down anyway. I assume if Aarons goes, even though he said... he wouldn't accept a bid of 100 million. I'm sure they would if someone came under 100 million.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not willing to let him go on loan, even if it is to Barcelona.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was that one. So both teams happy enough, I suppose.
Yeah.
Norwich, again, unbeaten start to the season, 4 points. Preston, bad defeat last week. So they're kind of up and running now a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we move on to what was a really entertaining nil-all draw, really. Swansea-Birmingham.
There was good saves.
Yeah,
good saves in those games. Both teams won last week.
Yep.
So they move on to 4 points as well, which both teams I think would have taken for their opening two games.
Birmingham would be very happy with as well.
Oh yeah, especially away from home.
You know, like you said, some great saves.
Yeah.
In that one.
But they did have their other keeper back.
They did.
Their number one.
Yeah. So the Jaycock moved back onto the bench, and it looked like a good move because he made one hell of a save
at the end. Yeah.
Swinging. It was an unbelievable save. A bit of an incident at half time, where it looked like Torrell was having a few words with Bidwell as they were leaving the pitch, and Swansea coach Tate grabbed him by the throat, threw him on the ground. No, he didn't really grab him by the throat. He didn't really grab him.
Ah, they were just playing.
And as tends to be when these things happen, nobody seemed to see it.
Yeah.
The managers didn't see it. The other players didn't see it.
Where's VAR? You need it.
Nobody seemed to see the incident.
Yeah.
It was one of those kind of, convenient blindnesses.
Yeah.
In that one. So, but I don't know will anything come of it. At the same time, you know, a bit heated at halftime, whatever, but you still can't put your hands on a player if you're a coach.
Even
if you're not doing it. I know Torrell went down like he'd been shot, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
But both teams happy enough there.
Yeah.
I still
something about Birmingham that's clicking the season for me. I think they're going to be in the playoffs.
They have a good manager.
I don't know why, but they do. Yeah, that's the
Karanka.
Yeah.
And he's good in this division. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's gotten teams up before.
Yeah.
Like he was very unlucky a few times before Middlesbrough went up. He should have gone up probably the year before that.
Yeah. Forest, yeah.
Yeah.
So he was
like he's a Premier League manager in my eyes.
He is,
he's good enough.
You
know, obviously he's been there, you know, but Yeah, they'll be good.
Then there was a game this afternoon. I didn't actually see it. I don't think it was on TV anyway.
No,
didn't see much of the highlights of it. I was at my niece's birthday party, having my face painted and such. Bristol City beat Stoke 2-0.
Yeah.
So, again, Stoke, we can only assume John Obi Mikel had an off day for Stoke. I know he started in that game anyway. Bristol City move into second on goal difference, sandwiched in between Reading and Luton.
Yeah.
So, again, we said Bristol City have a chance at the playoffs if they start well. They can't be unhappy with two wins out of two.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Bristol City now have been surprising, to be honest, because that new manager again.
Yeah, and
not sure about the whole thing.
And yeah, they're in the market for former ex Cork City player Conor McCormack as well, apparently.
Excellent.
Yeah, and O'Dowd obviously still injured after he pulled out the Ireland game there with an injury, so they still have him to come back.
Yeah.
Stoke, though.
They look iffy. They really
do. 1 point from their opening two games. John Obi Mikel hasn't
scored hat tricks
yet.
Last week either.
No, no.
They didn't look good at all last week.
No.
Yeah.
Is it a worry? I know we like the idea of Mikel inciting Stoke, living in Stoke, playing darts with the lads or whatever he's up to. But when you start signing a guy that's of that age, that's been around a long time, is that kind of almost like
desperation?
A panic buy? Yeah.
But that's a Stoke thing. Like, you know, they signed Michael Owen. You know, they had a lot of players like Crouchy. Although Crouchy was there for a while, but. Yeah, like I did really think that I said after last season the Stoke would be, you know, they'd be top half the season, no problem. But yeah, I think Michael O'Neill's in a bit of trouble.
I think they started the end of last season, they had a very bad run.
They did. And I mean the one thing, like you said, O'Neill could be in trouble, but that is the one thing on their side, I suppose. They do have a manager who is knowledgeable, who has done wonders with Northern Ireland when he was there.
Yeah.
And we all know how good he was in the League of Ireland with Dundalk.
Yeah.
He was fantastic there. Or not with Dundalk, rather with Shamrock Rovers. He was wonderful with Shamrock Rovers that time. When they were like going into European competitions and all sorts.
But if you look at the age of that Stoke squad, yet again there's a lot of players I'm surprised Owen Hargreaves hasn't come out of retirement to join them. But like it is like Stoke are a great club. They need to be getting back to where they are. Like ever since they got relegated, you know what I mean?
They don't have a forward player.
They beat Liverpool 6-0, remember?
They don't have a forward player.
Yeah, it's
like,
strange.
Where's Ben? What's his name? Ben? I can't.
I know the guy ran about.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Stoke, they're an attractive club. You know, they should be getting big names, and I don't know if it's a budget thing or something there. But
it's an Ogo still available in free transfer.
Yeah, I know.
But he used to play for West Brom, the forwards.
Oh,
Ben.
Yeah.
Ben something.
Oh, yeah, Ben Osland, is it? Or
no, the guy who was always in trouble with the media and he's I'll think of it later.
You'll think for later. Phil's dad.
Where's Jemba Jemba these days?
Yeah, my dad's a huge West Brom fan.
Yeah.
So John Obi Mikel in the midfield
and they didn't get the win.
Sinogo up
front.
Oh, like.
Benarima.
Benarima, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you had, I don't know. I mean, I'm only messing with Sinogo, but there must be a forward of that kind around floating about in a free transfer somewhere that Stoke could pick up. I think Kevin Doyle's days are done as a striker somehow. Yeah. But now do you say Kevin Doyle, someone that that could be like really falling down pecking order at Southampton could be Shane Long.
Yeah.
So possibly, you know, Championship Club might look at trying to bring someone like Shane Long in.
Even on a loan deal or something.
Well, Shane's probably 32, 33 now,
yeah,
right?
He is,
Yeah.
Well, good move.
Yeah,
obviously, McLean's gone, you know.
Yeah.
Stoke should have no issues getting in, like, you know, an established player.
Yeah.
Good move for Shane Long, in my opinion, because obviously he's kind of on and off with Southampton.
Someone similar to that kind of range.
And obviously we're just totally speculating. There's like no rumours of it even happening.
Rumours are beautiful, though.
Yeah.
But yet again, I'm always critical. Why don't they just go after a top League of Ireland player or
a Scottish player,
a big league one or Celtic player, you know what I mean?
And you saw the lads last week, Rovers. I know they lost the game in the end to AC Milan, but there were some great displays out there from the Shamrock Rovers players against AC Milan in Europe last week. So definitely you pick them up on the cheap. They wouldn't cost too much money. Their wages wouldn't be huge.
No. And they're fit. And they're eager. Obviously, a lot of lads do go across channel and they're coming back home.
But and plus, when you need that boost, like you said, Shamrock Rovers, for example, they're mid-season, Dundalk mid-season.
Yeah.
The players are up.
Yeah.
You know, they're match fit. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an unusual one that they don't want to do more.
Yeah.
So our predictions last week were a lot better. Phil was nearly on the ball. Phil was.
How was that accumulated? No wonder we didn't see him all week.
Like Mystic Phil last week.
He was in that limo with our own tone.
He did very well. In general, we did better.
Yeah.
So we look ahead. There's some cracking fixtures coming up this week. Friday night football, Huddersfield against Forest.
Yeah.
If someone loses that, they're in real trouble.
Yeah, I reckon, for my personally, it's going to be 1-1.
1-1?
Yeah.
I'm
going to say Huddersfield are going to win 1-0, and then Matt O'Neill will be assigned. Roy Keane will be next to win, and the era of dominance will come for Forest.
That would be nice. I think Forest will win this 2-1. It's a game, though, that's so hard to call.
Yeah.
I think if it had been before the season started, you'd have said Forest easily win this
game.
But
they've just been struggling. It's just Huddersfield have been struggling just as bad as they have.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Going to go 2-1 Forest there. It could be a cracker again.
It could live up to last week's one.
But
there's definitely a goal or two with there.
There is. And I mean, like I said, one team loses this one, that means they'll have lost their opening three games.
Yeah.
And that's
it's not good
a
in the Championship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then the early kickoff on Saturday is Jerry's beloved against Swansea.
Come on.
It's hard.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be realistic here. Obviously, I'm a huge Wickham fan because I love what they've done. But yeah, Swansea are a good club. I think Wickham could be in a bit of trouble. Just given the start they've got off to, obviously Wickham will probably take a draw in this game. But it looks like Swansea 2-0 maybe.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be 1-1 again.
1-1, you're going for the score draws. If you do the pools here, Phil is your man.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know why, and it probably won't happen. I think Wickham will come back with a win here. 2-1.
Come on, Wickham.
It's not going to happen, I'd imagine, but that's what I'm going to go for, because why not?
Yeah.
They have to win eventually. One team really struggling against one team who are flying it, Barnsley at home to Coventry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
great game. Potentially
to be a
couple of goals in that game too.
I reckon Barnsley 2-1.
Yeah, I think the wheels are coming off for Coventry.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Coventry 4-2.
4-2 Coventry. Yeah, I think it could be a high scoring game just because the way it is. So I'm going to say I'm going to go for a score draw here. 3-3.
3-3. Yeah. Bring on the highlights.
Yeah. Alan Brown against John O'B McHale in the
Jesus.
Next one.
I reckon Stoke will not score a goal, so I'm going to say 2-0 to Preston.
2-0 to Preston.
I'm going to say 1-1.
1-1.
Maguire to score for Preston.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Preston to win that one 2-1. I love the goals.
I can't see Stoke scoring any goals.
I know, but I think they'll get one.
O'B McHale's going to snatch it up a small bit.
They just look like a team that are going forward, just don't have anything.
Drogba's on the phone to O'B McHale. Listen, my friend. This is what you have to do. You were a world-class midfielder, but now you need to
be
a striker.
He's probably going on a free.
Drogba will sort it.
He's probably available on a free.
Adebayor,
yeah. He's like the best player in the world for about 7 games a season.
Yeah.
This next game, Derby Blackburn. This is the one now where like people will be like, they won 5-0 last week, so they're going to hammer them.
Derby are a bogey team for Blackburn. They're a bogey team for Blackburn.
Yeah, I think Derby are going to win 1-0.
1-0 Derby?
Yeah.
2-0 Derby. Wayne Rooney to score one of the goals.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw on this one.
It's just the kind of thing where you kind of think they've hammered them last week, so they're going to win now.
And like we said, Derby have a tough one. Blackburn have been good, so it is kind of usually the one where the wheels will fall off. In terms of Derby, though, if we have a go back to the manager situation, and they do seem to really like him there. In terms of the club seem to really like him.
Yeah.
Not saying that all the players really like him.
Yeah.
But the club seem to, they're happy because he's a big profile name, I suppose, at the club in Derby with Rooney and everything. They seem to enjoy that.
Yeah.
How much longer can they give him, though, if things don't turn around?
I reckon the winter, the international break is a big one.
So
if they don't win any games or get any points.
Because that gives the club then, if you're going to get rid of a manager, it gives you that extra week to find somebody.
Yeah. But realistically, if Derby were to sack the manager in 4 or 5 games, who would they bring in?
Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, I know it's a huge debate here, lads, but like, do they look at someone like, do they dip in again?
There's a Chris Hughton is like, it would be number one, I think.
How he's not managing.
Do they try and prize John Terry away from Villa?
Yeah. Like, it worked with Lampard, so never know.
Harry Redknapp still floating about?
I think they should get him after the transfer window closes.
You should go with a younger manager, though, I think.
Yeah. Would they even think about asking Rooney to step in as player manager
for a little bit,
until they get who they want.
Yeah.
But you know, obviously Philip Kaku hasn't been sacked yet, so but we're just saying if he could be. The next one then is up near the top of the table clash here. Watford home to Luton
this
Town.
This is the reality check now. This will be 3 or 4 nil.
Yeah, this is
Watford.
The one you think.
Oh yeah, 3-0 Watford.
What's the update on Troy Deeney, lads?
He's still there.
He's still there.
Like Spurs against someone else now, aren't they?
So I think Deeney might end up staying at Watford.
I think he might, yeah.
Because if you think about it, the teams in the Premier League that needed strikers, Newcastle went out and got one. Villa went out and got one. Spurs
West Brom maybe,
got,
but like even then.
Maybe West Brom, but would he want to go to West Brom? Again, it's one of those where Deeney's got to think, do I really want to go to West Brom where they might come back down?
Yeah.
Or do I want to stay where I am and go back up again?
Yeah. Tricky one.
I think it's a reality check at 3-0.
You're going 3-0.
I'm going to say Luton 2-1.
2-1 Luton. Yeah, I think Luton on the back of beating United 4-0.
Yeah.
They beat Watford 3-1 here.
And hitting the post three times in that game against United as well.
Yeah. Then it's Birmingham against Rotherham.
Good game. I'm going to watch this game definitely. It's there's always something I like about Birmingham. Obviously, Rotherham I'm going to watch very closely this season with Ogbeni there.
It's a great city when we were there.
Kieran Salyer. Yeah, Birmingham is just a lot of Irish lads there. Yeah. Every player on that Birmingham team probably has an Irish cousin, you know, you have to watch it. But obviously, I'm good at obviously the goalie's back. You know that young lad we were on about last week, Jay Cock.
Yeah, Etheridge is back, isn't it? Nathan Etheridge is on goal for him,
yeah. He was on goal this week.
Yeah, Jay Cock, the youngster. But
Great to watch, definitely. But it's going to be a good game, but he's just going to be plenty of goals. I'm going to say 3-2 to Birmingham in that game.
Are you going to say Birmingham, or are you going to win 2-1?
2-1.
I'll go for this to be the nil-all draw this week. That's probably banker goals. Yeah. That's definitely one to watch if I call it nil-all. Derby game next. Well, somewhat of a derby game anyway.
Yeah.
In London side, Millwall against Brentford.
Interesting game. Yeah. Obviously, you know, ball on a high.
Both good managers.
Yeah. Probably the hardest one to call on that sheet, lads.
Yeah,
I think so. I'm going to say Brentford, just given the fact who they are, what they've done. It's going to be a tough one, though. It's not going to be a walkover. I'm going to say Brentford 1-0.
Yeah, I'm going to be similar enough. Brentford 1-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw here.
Yeah.
But again, I suppose we spoke about it earlier when it comes to Millwall going forward. They've got a lot already. Smith is still on. You know, they still have him there at the club, at the bench, a legend at the club.
Yeah.
Come on, Parrott isn't in there yet. But they're still scoring goals without really, you know, having Parrott there. And with Smith kind of playing bit parts here and there.
Yeah.
It's good for Millwall. But Brentford, like we said about Tony, he's got to score eventually.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they have to think about leaving him out for a game or two.
Yeah. Wake up call, like.
We move on then to, again, two teams that are, you know, good wins this week. Certainly Cardiff against Reading.
Yeah. I'm going to say Cardiff 2-0.
I'm going to say Reading 1-0, because I think they're on the up somehow.
Yeah.
1-0 Reading. I'm going to go for a 2-all draw on this one.
Yeah, it could be. I think there's goals definitely
in this
game. There's
definitely goals in this game. Yeah. Then there's a really interesting game, I think. QPR home to Middlesbrough. We don't know if Warnock probably. I don't know. Will he be back?
No,
probably
I don't.
Not,
I don't think he'll be back until the game after. No.
So that could be a loss for Middlesbrough.
I think Queen's Park Rangers 2-1.
I'm gonna say Middlesbrough will want to do it for Warnock.
Yeah.
And there'll be some gesture at the end of the game where they'll point at some TV and say it's a few manager. But no, I'm gonna say Middlesbrough 2-1.
2-1 to Middlesbrough. Yeah, I fancy QPR to win this one 2-0. I'm going to say it. But I know what you're saying with Warnock. Do you think it'll be a case of like that classic movie thing?
Yeah.
Where even though he's fine, they're going to say, you know, do it for Warnock. He's on his last legs at home. His dying wishes that you go out and beat QPR today.
I remember when they broke the news, Arteta had it.
It
was like, he was buried. There saying, and like, you probably see a picture of him coming of his house waving at the camera, but he's in a really bad way. He's a legend. There's no Warnock will be alive until he's 110.
I'd say so, yeah. And he was still managing.
But I suppose the worry with someone like Warnock and the virus is his age.
Yeah. He's 72, I think.
Yeah.
But sure, he'd fully. You know what I mean? The whole COVID-19 is afraid of Warnock. You know, he's imagine him talking in the bedroom to that. Like, you know, he's
No, he's a legend. You can't knock a good team.
Do you think they'll have him on like an iPad at training?
I know, big, the big screen in the stadium.
Talking to the lad.
And the big huge speakers.
He'll be hacking into Barry.
Those big huge speakers will be set up at training.
Do you remember the, what is it, the Bone Collector, that movie with Denzel Washington when he's in his bed with all the screens around him?
Yeah.
Warnock will be like that with the training. He'll be in his bed, laying down, looking up at all the lads in training. So. Yes, we move ahead to Bristol City, Sheffield Wednesday.
I reckon 3-1 Bristol City.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bristol City win.
I think it's coming off for Wednesday this time.
Yeah. I'm going to go 2-0 Bristol City in that one. And that'll be 3 wins out of 3 for Bristol if they can pull that off.
Yeah.
Then two teams that came down. It has to happen eventually. Bournemouth and Norwich.
The fixture of the week, in my opinion.
I think so. I reckon Bournemouth 3-1.
Solanke will keep going.
Solanke's world class. I'm going to say 2-2 lads, and Solanke will score, and I think hopefully
Brooks.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think Brooks is. Just speaking of Brooks, do you reckon he's going to stay with him?
It's a tricky one again.
Because I know United were interested in him as an alternative.
Josh King.
Yeah, it's one of those. He's the kind of guy that could go on a panic buy near the end of the window.
The thing is, I don't think he's suited for Manchester United.
No one is. No.
They don't play as a team anyway either.
Yeah,
they
Brooks again, and I think that's with not so much Norwich. I think that they are going to hang on to Aarons.
Yeah.
But Bournemouth and Watford especially.
Yeah.
They will love it when the window is closed because they will know what squad they have going forward.
Yeah.
And I think, like you said, Brooks
and Sarr for Watford as well.
Yeah, I mean,
he wasn't on the bench. That's one thing I looked at the other day, lads. He was not on that bench, and he's fit.
Yeah.
No,
he was linked with Liverpool, but Liverpool got Jota.
But look at Liverpool. They weren't going to sign anyone. They've seen Thiago Silva. They've seen $41 million for
Jota. Yeah.
So you're there saying to yourself, there is money there, maybe. But I think he's gone. I think.
Oh, he'll go, but I don't know where he'll go.
But it's one of those two where the manager has to decide. Look, if he wants to leave because he doesn't want to play in the Championship, like, am I better off just leaving him out completely that I can concentrate on the players
wait
I know for sure are
closed,
going to be here?
Yeah, wait till the window's closed.
And when the window's closed, if he hasn't gone, then we can think about bringing them back in.
And
we can say to him, look, play with us this season. And we'll see about letting you go next season if we don't go up.
Yeah.
But for the moment, like saying Brooks or Bournemouth, I don't know, will he go or will he stay? I think if he goes, I think it'll be later in the window.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to go.
He'll go the last few days, I think.
Yeah, and again, it's that funny one, you see, because you have, for the Premier League clubs, and well, for the Championship clubs too, but especially the foreign window closes earlier. It closes like 10 days earlier or something.
It's closed next, this week.
Once that closes, if clubs haven't got their targets from abroad, the only place they can now look to is the Championship.
Yeah.
10 days.
Yeah.
So it might be in those 10 days that someone like Sarr or Brooks ends up leaving, or even Adini, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I
think Brooks would be a very good buy for Leeds, but he's too expensive. They wouldn't be able to afford.
What do you reckon he's going to come in at? 20 minutes?
40.
You reckon?
Easy,
they might ask it, and especially that's the other thing, when you get later in the window, teams are a bit more desperate.
Yeah.
You can kind of push the price up a bit.
Yeah.
And push it down.
He'll end up at Newcastle.
Sarr as well will be about 40 as well.
Sarr will cost, because they'll want to get back what they paid for him. I mean, he wasn't cheap when they bought him, so they'll be looking for that back. Delafay was still injured, apparently, so that's why he's missing out. But whether he'll stay there,
he'll probably go unknown again.
Yeah, he might end up leaving the club anyway. It's going to be a tricky one for Deeney.
Yeah.
I suppose we end up now, if you think of, I'm just thinking, last week, obviously, Aubameyang signed a deal with Arsenal, and he was talking about wanting to have a legacy there and wanting to be like a legend. So he has to weigh up, like, are Arsenal going to win much in the next 3 years? Probably not a lot.
Yeah.
They might win the odd cup, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think they're going to be winning the league. You know, they might make it
into
the Champions
League. They're close, Steve. They're close, I'm telling you.
They're missing a midfield.
They're 2 or 3.
But
yeah,
he's got to weigh that up against, do I go somewhere where I have a better chance of that, which realistically it's Liverpool, Man City or Paris Saint-Germain or Bayern Munich. They're the four teams realistically he could go to where you'd say he has a chance of winning the Champions League,
because
Barcelona are in a mess. Madrid have no money. You know, so it's going to be that.
Inter Milan on the rise.
Inter Milan are on the rise a bit, so that was a possibility.
And Conte will turn players. He's an example of a manager. He's brought Victor Moses to Inter. He's bought, you know, Ashley Young looks like an absolute Ballon d'Or candidate. So, like, look, it's down to the manager.
But what I'm saying with Aubameyang is, you look at that and you look at someone like him and he's thinking, I've got 3-4 more years left of me probably at the top.
Yeah.
You know, then maybe he goes to America, maybe he goes somewhere else for a few more seasons.
Yeah.
But by staying at Arsenal and becoming that like legend of the club, you know, he's going to retire when he's 38, 39,
whatever it is. Yeah, yeah.
He's got another 60 years to live.
Yeah.
And when you're a legend of a club, you'll always be welcome back.
Yeah.
And you'll always be appreciated by the fans, and you can do ambassadorial stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's something else on the mind. And I think for someone like Troy Deeney at Watford, that's something that's going to weigh heavily on him.
Yeah.
If and the opportunity
loves,
to leave
area
comes.
As well.
Yeah. But sure, look, the perfect example of that was Michael Owen.
I think Leicester is a good
Owen is hated by a lot of Liverpool fans. Though in recent months, we've seen Michael Lewis punditry and he's talked. And no Liverpool fan feels sorry for him. Because now they know the truth. He wanted to come back to Liverpool.
Yeah.
He was promised to come back to Liverpool.
Yeah.
And then obviously Rafael Benitez done a U-turn.
Yeah.
Ended up going to Newcastle. Wasn't happy. Shearer said he wanted to be at Liverpool. So the tables are turned. But you're not going to see Michael Owen do any ambassador stuff at Liverpool. I don't think he would anyway.
No. How much is Tridini actually worth?
I suppose with his age and his injury history, it's going to be a lot less. You'd be lucky to get probably 12 to 15 million.
Okay, because Southampton and Leicester really need another forward.
They do.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying, the other side of this with Deeney is he's been there a long time. He's helped him come up. He's helped him stay in the Premier League. If he was to leave, would he still be a legend at Watford? Would the fans understand him leaving?
Yeah, that's
if it
the
was
thing.
To a club, like you said, a Leicester or a Southampton, who are more likely to stay in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Whereas if he was to go to like a West Brom, you know, or even an Aston Villa or something like that, they might struggle.
Yeah.
It mightn't be as easy a move for them to take. So what do we think with Deeney there?
I think Leicester would be a good move for him, but I don't think they'll go for him.
But do you think the fans, if Deeney was to leave, would look upon it as like he abandoned
like betrayal,
us? Yeah, or do you think he's already a legend there regardless of what happens? Or does it depend where he goes?
No, I think because it's Watford. When you look at the club in general, there's not many legends that do stand out. No disrespect. Now, obviously, there's players in the 60s, 70s and 80s that are legends. But, I think if Troy left...
Ben Watson was similar, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Watford.
Yeah. I think if he leaves, I think the fans will forgive and forget.
Yeah, I think it would take a little bit... They'll be hurt for a while, but I think they'll
They're still hurting. Nigel Pearson getting sacked.
Yeah.
And every football fan in the world turned around and said... Oh, you hope Watford go down because of what they've done. And lads, they deserve to go down for what they've done. Villa had the great escape.
Yeah.
The rest is history. But, I think Troy Deeney, I think there will be a... He won't be a panic boy, but he'll be in there enough to a club.
I reckon he might actually stay at home, to be honest.
Yeah. And that will go to our picks of the week, I suppose, when you talk about Watford and whatever. Maybe one of the shocks of the week is that they still have the same manager.
Yeah.
You know, after 2 weekends. So what was your shock of the week this week, lads?
I actually think the Forest game.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd lose by 2-0.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
For me, Derby.
Derby, losing again?
Yeah.
For me, it has to be Luton Town as well. Like, it has to be Luton. They just, I don't know what it is. Like I said, it's a there's something there that you just sense with Leicester City, and Luton seem to have it as well.
Yeah.
So for me it would be Luton, because I didn't see it coming as such, that they get off such a great start. Bristol City as well, but I'm going to go for Luton.
I'm going to tweet Tom Hanks and see if he backed Luton to win the championship this season, and then we'll know it's true. But obviously, like, I just happened to be in Luton last year, lads. I brought the little man to Legoland, and I never thought I'd end up in Luton, but I looked around the town, like, and it just seemed like a cool little place.
Yeah.
The football stadium wasn't too far away, so
their own airport and
everything.
Which is a nice small little airport, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, what about your goal of the week?
I actually was debating it because I didn't know between Brentford and Reading.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Brentford's third goal.
I think because of the occasion and the young fella, I think Reading.
Yeah.
It was a new lassie, the goal for Reading. I'd have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think, just the way it was taken, you know, the fact Reading ran you up.
It's a great strike.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
But that said, like you said, the last resemblance of Brentford's BMW did get a great goal.
Yeah.
So, I think Reading there as well. What about your performance of the week as a team? Your team performance of the week?
Blackburn.
Yeah, Blackburn.
Yeah, Blackburn. Like, to get a score line.
But
yeah.
I mentioned to Coventry as well, because they were...
Coventry
fantastic,
very good as well.
Great club. But Blackburn.
But overall, Blackburn, because that was almost perfect for them.
Yeah.
It was very, very good. I think Blackburn, I think across the board, to win 5-0 in any game of football is not an easy thing to do, no matter who you're playing. So definitely Blackburn. What about a player, your player of the week?
O'Hare maybe for Coventry.
O'Hare had a great game,
very
didn't
good,
he?
Yeah. Mm. Also the Birmingham keeper was as well.
Yeah, he kind of kept them in it a little bit,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, they should have lost, I think.
Armstrong, hat-trick at Blackburn, be another contender.
Yeah. But I think O'Hare, just because to get Coventry going.
Well, yeah, I suppose he really got the fire there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say Armstrong, obviously.
Armstrong, he did well, yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to go for same team, different player. I'm going to go for Dolan that Blackburn game, because I thought he was outstanding for them.
Do we get a background check in Dolan? Dolan's an Irish name, is he?
Yeah, he's played underage for England, but that doesn't mean much. We could probably find a loose grandparent somewhere.
He looks good, though. He looks like there's a spark about him.
So, yeah, so he'd be my performance of the week in terms of a player.
Yeah.
And obviously on the Blackburn team as well. So we'll leave it there, I suppose, for this week.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week. We'll have a quick look back again on the EFL Cup results. We'll check in with the fixtures that are going along. What's our pick of the games for next week that people cannot miss? Is it the last one?
Bournemouth Norwich.
That's the game people can't miss.
Yeah.
So we'll be back next week, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.